Welcome to the Abundant Life Church Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message by our guest speaker. For more information about Abundant Life Church, please visit www.abundantlifechurch.org.
I don't know, I think I've told you, but for the last 3 years, I am a journaler, and what's different this, my first couple years where I journaled, I always talked about Kevin's voice, and I think I had a message on that. And so for the past 3 years, I journal as if Jesus is talking directly to me. All right. So my habit is I just get up, I read a chapter of the Bible, and I'm like, okay, Lord, what are you saying? God can speak to us in his word, can't he? So even though I'm getting up here, I don't have any notes, I'm not prepared or whatever. What the comfort that I have and what I've learned for sure is that his word can always speak to us. So that's why without any preparation, I know I can get up here and I can read his word and it'll speak to you. I may not speak to you well. I may ramble around and stuff like that, but his word can speak to you. And that's my prayer this morning, is that what we read together, he speaks to you. All right. So where I am, I kind of go through the Bible by book, I guess. Right now, I went back to Genesis earlier this year. I'm in Genesis 13, and where that is you may recall in Genesis 12, there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt. And remember, he told his wife Sarah, he's like, pretend that I'm your brother, because the Egyptians were going to, he was afraid of what the Egyptians would do with him. So this is where we're, and then the Egyptians, God cursed them, right? And so they asked Abraham, please leave us. So that's where we're actually picking up this story. And the journal that I wrote this morning, and think about these words. This is what God told me. He's like, be mindful of what you see. Be mindful of what you see. So I'm just going to read Genesis chapter 13. So open up your Bibles to that. Then Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south. Abraham was very rich in livestock and silver and gold. He got rich, I mean, because of when he was down in Egypt. They gave him a lot of gifts for them in order to leave. And he went on his journey and the south as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning. So when Abraham had left Haran, and what was interesting is his father had taken him that far, but God said, leave this place. One of the first places that he went to was Bethel. And it was in Bethel where the actual famine started, and so then he went back to Egypt. So he's actually coming back to this place, to the place of the altar which he had made there at first, and there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. Lot also, who went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. Both of these guys were so rich. You know, riches, they cause strife, don't they? And it was no different with Lot and Abraham. So, you know, they were fighting over what they had had. The Canaanites and the Perizzites that dwelt in the land. So Abraham said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me. Abraham, he did not want his possessions, his wealth, or anything to come between his brother. Let there be no strife between you and me and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left. So Abraham doesn't care. He doesn't care at all which direction he needs to go from a decision. You know, I mean, this is a pretty hefty decision, isn't it? In the fact that where he ends up going, it's going to matter about what his cattle have to eat, what they have to feed on, whether there's water in there. But Abraham isn't worried about that at all. And what I have been thinking about as I read this is what we go through when we make decisions and how we make those decisions. And sometimes the decisions in themselves can wear you out, can they not? And I have to admit, I think I make a lot of decisions like Lot makes his decision in this. So let's read this. And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord. This looked beautiful, didn't it? I mean, from every perspective, it looks right. Then, so the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go toward Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself the plain of Jordan. He chose for himself. He made the decision himself based upon what he saw. You know, our eyes are so deceiving, aren't they? What we see, what look can be so good, it's not really that great of a decision. And in the next verse, we were informed, right? And they separated from each other. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. He couldn't see that. And I don't know if it was because he wasn't looking for it, but for whatever reason, he couldn't see it. And so oftentimes, our only basis of our decision, of what we're going to do, which way direction we're going to make, whether we're going to go to the left or the right, is based upon what we see. I don't think Abraham was in that position at all. So he made the decision for himself. Abraham didn't make the decision at all based upon what he saw. He really let the decision come to him, didn't he? And listen, this I think is so interesting. And the Lord said to Abraham after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes now. You see the difference? So Lot, before he went to make his decision, he was looking at what he was seeing. Abraham wasn't. After the decision was made for Abraham, now God says, now look at what's in front of you. Okay, and I think this is very interesting. Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are. You know, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants. And I will make your descendants. He is being blessed exceedingly where God has taken him. The decision wasn't meant at all. We get so wrapped up in our decision. I know at least I do. This is absolutely the best decision to go. I got to go this way. I got to figure this out. The problem is we can't even see with our eyes. You know? And Abraham's like, I don't really care where I go. because God's going to bless me wherever it is. You know, I mean, just think if we actually lived that way, right? Where it doesn't really matter as long as God's on my side. Because I'm going to be blessed wherever it is, so whether it's to the right or to the left, it doesn't matter. His trust in his Lord is unshakable. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and width, and I'll give it to you. Just go take a look at it. Now, after the decision has been made, just go look at the blessings that I'm giving you. Then Abraham moved his tent and went and dwelt by the Taberith tree of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there. It didn't matter whatsoever what it looked like. It just mattered that God was going with him and that where he was going to worship. That was it, right? So that's my spur of the moment fly. So I just pray that God talks to you, that he gives you a word of encouragement today, and that he blesses this service. So thank you, Lord Jesus. We know that you are in control of all things, and I pray that you bless this service. Bless Pastor Cordell, dear Lord, as he gives a message to us and he ministers to us in the word. And let people be touched that come in here that are guests, oh God, and may your spirit be flowing.
Thank you for listening to this Abundant Life Church podcast. We pray it has strengthened your relationship with God and will continue to be a light unto your pathway to heaven. If you have any questions or comments regarding this podcast, please telephone our ministerial team at 262-965-5177 or email us at info@abundantlifechurch.org.